Big Daddy. We are celebrating the 30th anniversary special of Saturday in the Park here on Classic Rock 99.5. Dave Bernstein, thank you for spending some time with us and giving us all those great memories. As far as memories go, I've got my favorite top three Saturday in the Park.
Sure.
But I'm going to yield the microphone to the guy that puts the whole darn thing together. What's your top three that really stand out to you?
So, you know, I've always been a huge Black Crowes fan. I used to go see the Black Crowes all the time with my buddy Pablo, and who's since passed away. But I remember the year that somehow it became apparent that we could get them booked, and we made an offer. I remember literally getting a call on my way to go to yoga, which you're supposed to be chill and relaxed, that the Black Crowes had confirmed. You know, there's no worse combination than finding out you just confirmed Black Crowes for Saturday in the Park, and you can't tell anybody, and trying to relax. So, but those guys were amazing. They always are. They always have been. I mean, I've seen them so many times, and they were great at Saturday in the Park. Really awesome show. So they were one of my favorites.
This is the Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5.
Jealous.
Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5.
It's one of my other like great ones that I loved was the year we had the Almonds, which I think was the 10th year. Right before the Almonds, they kicked Dickie Betts out of the band. And I'd seen the Almonds a bunch of times, too, like the Black Crowes. That was kind of my circle, like the Dead. And to me, without Dickie Betts and the Almonds, it was kind of not the same. And I was ticked, right? I found out about it reading in Rolling Stone. It was a bummer. And we already had Susan Tedeschi on that bill, but I was like, man, we need something else to kind of take it over the top because this is going to be a drag. It was right when Bob Weir was starting to do the Rat Dog thing or coming back doing the Rat Dog thing again. And we reached out and very quickly confirmed Rat Dog to play at 5 o'clock with Bob Weir before. And that was like a mind-numbing deal because it wasn't even that expensive. Like when whatever they quoted me, I was like, really? All right. Yeah, that's cool. I'll send you an offer tomorrow. And I remember Bob showing up and it was with dudes from the Grateful Dead crew. And it was really Dead-y. And he played almost all Dead songs with Rob Wasserman, who's since passed away, unfortunately. And it was a great band. They were just worked their way through this amazing Grateful Dead centric set, which was just a beautiful set. They closed with One More Saturday Night. It was crazy. And there's, you know, Dead flags flying in the crowd and people are just freaking out. And he was over time. Bill Julius was the stage manager, and Bill, like, it could be Jim Morrison could come back. If they were running late, Bill would cut him off. If, you know, I mean, not really, because Bill has a great appreciation of music, but Bill's pretty diligent on keeping things on time, which is great. Bob ran a couple minutes late and they walked off and the crowd was going insane. He walked over and he was huddling with his band. I remember in the kind of the center of the stage, and Bill and I were like on stage left and we were standing there, and Bob Weir looks over at me and Bill and just like holds up one finger like he's begging, like, can we do like one more, please? And I look at Bill and Bill just goes, and this is a classic Bill line, Bill just goes, well, sometimes you just got to roll with it. You know, it is what it is. And I give Bob the thumbs up, and Bob comes out and plays Knocking on Heaven's Door, takes everybody down and out. It was amazing. Like, it was a great Saturday in the Park moment. And then afterwards, I was downstairs, and Bob was down there. And all I ever do is I thank people for coming, right? I don't really have a lot to say. Like, they don't want to talk to me, really. So, but I said, hey, you know, Mr. Weir, I've been a big fan of the Grateful Dead forever, and I so appreciate you coming here and all that. And all he kept doing was, he kept looking at his watch and saying, man, I'm so sorry I ran late. Like, we were all on time, and then we just got lost in whatever song they were playing, and we just, like, drifted off for 5 minutes. I'm so sorry we ran late. Thanks for letting me play that extra song. So I thought that was super awesome.
Comes on the news, says I get no satisfaction, Lord, I'm spies in the blues. Well, I say, don't get crazy, don't you know what to do. Hang on, little big troller, break out your rocking shoes. Saturday night, well, what's my Saturday night? That's right, Saturday night. So God, we up in heaven. Oh, whatever it was worth, thought he'd have a big old party, though he called it planet Earth. Don't worry about tomorrow, all y'all know it when it comes. The
Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5.
You know, the other one, probably my favorite band ever, Saturday in the Park, was the Avett Brothers. I think they were just such a great mix of all music that works at Saturday in the Park. I mean, bluegrass and rock and the energy and everything. And they just blew away so many people after Bonnie Raitt that didn't have any idea necessarily who they were or barely knew them or whatever. That was a super beautiful thing. And the set was so good and they were so nice. So those are really probably my tops in my mind, besides, you know, some of the super early years.
It's been 30 years of Saturday in the Park. We're talking with Dave Bernstein. When you started this 30 years ago, David, did you ever in your wildest dreams think you'd be sitting here 30 years later
still talking about it? We'd be sitting there 1 year later. I mean, we wanted to do it once. Do you want to call it an annual? No. I mean, that's a definitive no.
What have you learned over the past 30 years that has been probably the most valuable lesson doing this event?
You know, the best lesson or whatever is that you meet a lot of great people you get to work with. Our committee is what I'm referring to, that really that's the best part of the whole thing. It would suck without them, and it's kind of what makes you, when you start working on it again, you kind of go through the late summer and winter, and you don't see a lot of those folks, and then you all get back together in January or February, and you're like, yeah, this is why I do this.
David, did you ever want to give it up? Did you ever get to the point where you
said, oh, yeah, man? No, there were times. There was a period of time, probably within the first 10 years, maybe the first 5 years, give or take, where I was just like really like I couldn't manage it, right? Like part of it is we weren't farming out some of the things we should have been, like stagehands, some cleanup with volunteer groups and things. And I remember one time Joanne Gruskin saying to me, she always worked on the committee, a lot of the Gruskins did, and Joanne said to me one time, listen, if you don't want to do it anymore, don't do it. Nancy Metz at one point when I was just venting to a group, I was like, oh, I can't wait for it to be over, like 2 or 3 weeks in advance. And she's like, don't waste your life away. That kind of stuck with me. I came to realize that first of all, I had to figure out a way to manage that, right? And so I did figure out how to delegate, and after a couple of failed attempts that worked better for me personally, and I think worked better for others too, because it got others involved. Also, I came to realize that I really enjoy like the week of. Like planning it, it can be exciting, but it also can be super stressful. But when it's here, instead of talking about the tents are going up. Instead of talking about the stage is going up, the roof's going up, the sound's showing up, you know, people are showing up, generators are showing up, all the pieces are coming together, and then they're in place and you're watching for a few days and then it's there and you start to get a little relieved. That's a great buzz. Not even a buzz. I mean, that's just really like awesome. You feel an amazing sense of accomplishment. You're in there in the trenches with a, you know, team of people every day. That day is amazing, but it also goes pretty fast. But that week building up to it and everything's just awesome. You know, it's got to keep evolving, of course. So that's the challenge, right? Like, how do you keep building the organization? That's probably the biggest challenge, right? Is keeping it going.
I want to shake your hand, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're a jewel for this community, for us music lovers in the community. And 30 years, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I appreciate it. And the truth is, I'm just a music lover.
I know you are.
That's it. I got a little carried away.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it was with some friends that got carried away as well. So, or some friends that are bad influences, I should say. So,
yeah.
Either way.
Talking to Dave Bernstein. Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special. I am your host, Big Daddy. It's written and produced by Eric Bishop. We hope to all see you at Grandview Park. This is Classic Rock 99.5.
much.